Brother President, the report of the Foreign Mission Board is printed in the Book of Reports. It carries no recommendations, but it tells in a thrilling way the work of God's servants all around the world in a time of frustration, of great need, a time when there is striving and despair, and discordant sounds come from many quarters in the world reflecting the concerns of men and women. But the transforming power of this gospel as it's preached and taught and lived gives evidence that there is good news for the nations.
Not sure when the world's darkness will turn to light, or when our Lord will return, but we are sure there's good news for the nations. Foreign Missions Night, Southern Baptist Convention. We know God's good news because somebody told us about him. You, me, each of us. And because somebody did, we have news, real good news to tell, to share. to live out with all people in every place. All people in every place, every restless village, every crowded apartment complex, wherever people are in this mixed up world. We have this news, the news God wrapped up in Jesus, because somebody told us about him, and he showed us what God is like. We have the news because God so loved and gave. Then Jesus taught us to love and keep on loving until all the world's people, not just the privileged and not just the poor, but all of the world's people might come to the truth of God. We're here to talk about what we seek to do together to tell this good news. While we talk, 2,295 fellow Baptists sent out by this convention as foreign missionaries are living, not visiting, living in 65 different countries around this world. Why? Because God loves and calls, and we respond. Because God in Christ is the only hope. Because he still clothes eternal news in earthly dress. These 2,300 missionaries are represented here tonight by a group now on furlough, a group seated on this platform. Now, take this program you received when you came into the Colosseum this evening. Open the program to page 3. What do you know about foreign missions? Suppose somebody asked you to, well, let's test our knowledge together, shall we? Page 3. Now open the cover fold at the back of the program booklet. Now careful with that vinyl record. We want you to use it when you get home. With a song on the record and the word from Dr. Cawthon, you can have your own foreign missions night in your own church. We are concerned that every Southern Baptist know more and do more about good news for the nations. Okay, now place the cover fold over page 3. We'll read the question before we check the answer. Okay, here we go. Question 1. Southern Baptist missionaries serve in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, Latin America, and the Orient. As of April 1 this year, they were under appointment to A, 21 countries, B, 75 countries, C, 69 countries. Of course, C is the correct answer. Try question 2 for yourself later, and you'll find other questions on other pages of this program booklet. Answers too. Specific information about your foreign mission undertaking. By the way, why not put some of these questions to the deacons in your church, to the Sunday school superintendent? Do we dare? Or ask the WMS president to include a few questions at the next society meeting. Maybe you'd like to run questions in the bulletin 1 week, answers the next. Or try some on the Brotherhood. Well, why not? This program is a report about what our missionaries are doing overseas. Well, not everything they're doing, of course. Not nearly all. But how do you report the ways of God? The way he uses a man or a woman committed to him? How do you tell how he uses even one of these we love and pray for? How do you report the joys and the failures of one who lives where God has called him because of what we do together here. 2 years ago, when the convention met in Detroit, we adopted the Foreign Mission Board's program statement. I hope you've read it, or that you will read it. Try to see for yourself a vision of what we seek to do together, all of us. To present the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, I said we. We Southern Baptists, we have a Foreign Mission Board. Oh, it's part of the structure, sure. But really, it's a channel through which we can and do work together to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. To present it effectively and winningly to all people in all lands. So tonight we're going to hear from the board's executive secretary, from several missionaries appointed by the board, from two Christians from other lands. But let's face it, the Foreign Mission Board can only do what we in the churches, all 11 million of us, determine before God we will attempt, to proclaim good news for the nations. That's it. That's the job committed to all Christians. That's the task we Baptists share with all who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why 2,300 fellow Southern Baptists now live overseas, at the call of God and under the discipline of missionary service. 1,600 of these missionaries are assigned to the work of evangelism and church development. Hear now missionary Ronald C. Hill, who serves in the Orient, in Thailand.
In the missionary plan of the ages, God has placed primary emphasis on the church. At the heart of his plan for reaching the nations is the task of planting New Testament churches in every place. The goal of all our evangelism is to seek by every means available to win the maximum number of individuals for Christ. But that job is not finished until these individuals are formed by the Holy Spirit into growing and living assemblies of redeemed men. These two thrusts, the winning of men to, lost men to Christ by every means possible, and the establishing and building up of New Testament churches, are the twin tasks of evangelism and church development. But even these cardinal tasks are means to an end. Beyond the winning of individuals, beyond the planting of local churches, we seek to initiate a spiritual chain reaction. We long to see an indigenous movement in every country, taking root in its native soil, the hearts of its people. We pray that that movement will become a prairie fire, spreading by the power of the Holy Spirit and spontaneous Christian witness from heart to heart throughout the land. When this happens, we then seek to work wisely with that movement, seeking to foster and encourage it by our presence and by our efforts. These New Testament churches then prove to be the building blocks in the kingdom of God, the nerve centers of the body of Christ, the cell groups of the Christian movement, and the twin pistons of missionary thrust are the apostolic tasks of evangelism and church development. The first task, evangelism, takes place in many ways. Often a missionary tells the good news through face-to-face personal encounter or through visitation from house to house. Primary emphasis is given to preaching, not only in churches and chapels, but sometimes on the street, in a crowded marketplace, or under a tree in a farmer's village. Motion picture evangelism sometimes aids in the preaching. Mass evangelism gives the opportunity for organized, united campaigns which confront a whole city with the claims of Christ. Radio and even television are becoming increasingly useful in this day of the transistor revolution, when almost every home has some kind of mass communications receiver. The distribution of Christian literature is all the more important today for the hungry minds of increasingly literate millions. Communist propaganda presses certainly are not idle in the face of this challenge. Specialized evangelism with students and through the ministry of medical missions reaches strategic and responsive groups. The second task, church development, is the complement of aggressive evangelism. Men won to Christ must grow into his fullness in a warm spiritual fellowship. It isn't easy to start a church in Thailand. Response has been slow, and religious and social pressure on new converts has made it difficult for them to take an open stand for Christ. Even so, outstanding individuals have been won, and churches dot the face of the land. Take the Chonburi Church, for an example. Begun 14 years ago in the largest city in southeast Thailand, the work went on for a year and a half before even one person believed, and for 5 years before a church was organized. But Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church." And we watched as he brought individuals to salvation, to open confession and fusion into a spiritual fellowship. Today, missionary John Patton works with a church of less than 100 members, yet they are scattered over the whole province. They have no national pastor at the present time, and yet they cooperate with the missionary in manning 12 preaching points, many of them in the homes of the scattered members. Out at Tiger Elephant Hala, Kun La works with two other men to witness to 70 men in his work gang and their families, and to train 30 new converts in nightly meetings. Over at Nai Hang's house, a converted outlaw is winning his family and his neighbors to Christ. Down at Rayong, a seminary graduate works with U.S. airmen from a nearby B-52 base to establish a church in a province which previously had no witness at all. Out of the Chonburi Church has come leadership for the Baptist movement. Ajahn Boon Krong, touched by leprosy in his last year of university, found not only a cure for leprosy, but new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. After hearing the call to preach and finishing the seminary, he led the Chonburi Church to maturity, and today he's the pastor of the largest Thai Baptist church, Emmanuel Church of Bangkok. From Chonburi Thu came Khun Su Thet, who gave up the inheritance of the firstborn son to preach Christ. After he finished his seminary training, he went as a missionary to Songkhla in the far south. Yes, evangelism and church development are at the heart of our missionary task. Through these means, redeemed individuals become churches, and churches become a mighty movement in the kingdom of God.
Good news takes two. One to tell, another to hear, and hopefully to respond. You know, probably firsthand, some of the missionaries who tell the good news overseas. But do you ever wonder about those who hear the gospel we preach? What really does happen when people hear God's word to man? What do they themselves say in response to God's good news? Well, here is your opportunity to hear one answer. Let's listen to Dr. Santiago Canclini, distinguished pastor and teacher, who now is chaplain of the International Baptist Theological Seminary in Buenos Aires, Argentina. A part of his story is told in the new Broadman film, Giants in the Land. Dr. Canclini will speak in Spanish. His interpreter, missionary James C. Giles of Colombia.
La Argentina es el país más al sur del continente americano.
Argentina is the southernmost country of the American hemisphere.
Hasta allí llegaron las buenas nuevas llevadas por los misioneros bautistas.
The good news carried by the Baptist missionaries arrived even that far.
Un día predicaba un misionero.
One day a missionary was preaching.
Una madre llegó por primera vez al servicio con seis de sus ocho hijos y se entregó a Cristo.
A mother with six of her eight children arrived for the first time and gave herself to Christ.
Las lágrimas de un profundo gozo corrieron por sus mejillas.
The tears from a profound joy ran down her cheeks.
Entre sus hijos estaba un joven de 15 años lleno de dudas y tristeza.
Among her children was a 15-year-old boy filled with doubts and sadness.
Cristo cambió su vida y llegó a ser pastor.
But Christ changed his life and he became a pastor.
Aquel mensaje del misionero se ha ido reproduciendo como el grano de trigo que lleva mucho fruto.
The message of that missionary has been reproducing itself like the grain of wheat that bears much fruit.
Años después, pocas horas antes de su muerte, rodearon el lecho de aquella mujer 26 personas, hijos y nietos.
Years afterward, a few hours before her death, 26 people, children and grandchildren, surrounded the deathbed of that woman.
Y la oyeron cantar y repetir gozosamente el Salmo 23.
And heard her sing and repeat joyfully the 23rd Psalm.
Su hijo pastor presidía esa singular reunión, preludio de la gloria.
Her preacher son presided at that unique meeting, which was a prelude to glory.
Hoy, aquel mensaje predicado por aquel misionero sigue reproduciéndose.
Today, that message preached by the missionary continues to reproduce itself.
De los descendientes directos de aquella madre, son miembros de alguna iglesia bautista.
The direct descendants of that woman who are members of a Baptist church.
12 entre hijos o hijos políticos.
Includes 12 children and stepchildren.
28 nietos y 15 bisnietos.
28 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren.
Cuatro de ellos son miembros de una iglesia bautista aquí en Texas.
And four of them are members of a Baptist church here in Texas.
Cuatro hijos sirven en el pastorado.
Four children now serve as pastors.
11 nietos son pastores o dedican su vida a la obra femenina.
And 11 grandchildren are pastors or are dedicated to the women's work.
Tres de ellos han escrito 38 libros en juntas bautistas.
Three of them have written 38 books for Baptist publishing houses.
Han presidido 11 veces la Convención Nacional Bautista de Iglesias.
They have presided a total of 11 times over the National Convention of Churches.
y cinco veces la Unión Nacional Femenil Bautista.
And five times over the National Union of Baptist Women.
Han sido miembros del Comité Ejecutivo de la Alianza Mundial Bautista y del Departamento Juvenil de la misma.
They have been members of the Executive Committee of the Baptist World Alliance and of the Baptist Youth Congress.
Han sido profesores del Seminario Internacional Bautista de Buenos Aires.
They have been professors at the International Baptist Seminary in Buenos Aires.
Han predicado en 23 países y millares han encontrado a Cristo.
They have preached in a total of 23 countries and thousands have found Christ.
Esta noche, aquí.
This night, right here.
Hablando delante de vosotros en este momento.
Talking before you in this very moment.
Está aquel joven que entonces tenía 15 años y que quiere dar la gloria a Dios por la obra misionera.
Is that young man who was then 15 years old and who wants to give glory to God for the missionary work.
Multiplicad por millares los mensajes predicados por muchos misioneros.
Multiply by thousands the messages preached by many missionaries.
Y por millares las experiencias mucho más maravillosas que estas.
And by many thousands the many experiences that are more marvelous than even these.
Pensad que en aquel tiempo había en la Argentina 13 iglesias bautistas.
Think that in that time there were only 13 Baptist churches in Argentina.
Y que hoy hay entre iglesias y misiones 350.
And today there are a total of more than 350 churches and missions.
Pensad esto.
Think about this.
Y dejadme decir emocionado.
And let me say with all emotion,
gracias, hermanos bautistas del sur.
Thanks, my brothers, Southern Baptists.
Gloria eterna sea a Dios y a Jesucristo nuestro Señor.
Eternal glory be to God and to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pensad también en más de 20 millones de personas en la Argentina.
Think also about the 20 million people who live in Argentina.
Y en centenares de millones en el mundo que aún esperan las buenas nuevas.
And the hundreds of millions still in the world that wait the good news.
Pensad en la necesidad de vuestras oraciones.
Think about the need for your prayers.
De vuestras ofrendas y de vidas que se consagren a esta gran tarea.
For your offerings and for the lives that ought to be consecrated to this great task.
Sí, y dad las buenas nuevas.
Yes, go give the good news.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora que aún hay tiempo.
Now that there is still time.
Ahora que casi todas las puertas están abiertas en este mundo convulsionado.
Now that almost all the doors are open in this world that is in convulsion.
Ahora, esta noche.
Now, this very night.
¿Quién habrá en esta gran asamblea que oyendo el llamado de Dios responda?
Who is there in this great congregation who, hearing the voice of God, will respond?
Heme aquí, Señor, envíame a la obra misionera.
Here am I, Lord, send me to the missionary work.
We tell good news then. Many different ways. Some missionaries whom God calls to live and serve overseas have talents and qualifications for work in school among students. 400 people are assigned to these ministries. For example, missionary Julian C. Bridges, who serves in Mexico.
To tell the good news in schools, and among students in today's world means to minister where the masses are. Tonight, almost one half of the people of this world are of school age. Around the globe, multiple millions of students are swarming the schools and universities trying to obtain an education. As these future leaders of their countries study day by day, they desperately need to know also the one who is the truth and the life. They need to meditate on the message of the master teacher. But so many of these students have never heard. To tell the good news in schools and among students in today's world also means to be where the action is. From day to day, this action takes many forms. It may mean helping to resolve the intellectual doubts of a student, or counseling a professor with a personal family problem. It may mean wielding a pick or shovel, or swinging a paintbrush at a student work project. Often it means trying to give a Christian answer concerning the social, economic, and political problems of our day. Some students will ask, how much should we Christians be involved in demonstrations or strikes when it is clear that social injustice does exist? Even more frequently, we are asked about the war in Vietnam or racial unrest in the United States. Oh, in Christian love tonight, dear fellow Southern Baptists, as your missionary, I feel I must say with all of my heart that the colored peoples of the world with whom we work day by day are identified with the struggle of the minority races in these, our United States. Recently, our national Baptist leaders in Mexico led an offering act of homage to Dr. Martin Luther King after his tragic death. They are proud that he was a Baptist. As my family and I day by day serve among one of the colored races in this world, I often ask myself this question, oh God, what would my attitude be if you had let me be born with the skin of another color? We are very encouraged about what was done yesterday afternoon. But I plead with you tonight that we may search our soul and do God's will and help lead others to do God's will in this area of race relations. Third, to tell the good news in schools and among students in today's world means to encounter communists and their influence. For they are always keenly concerned with reaching young lives for their cause and conquest. When we met him a few years ago, Pablo Castellanos had just entered the law school at the huge 94,000 student National University in Mexico City. Since he was a social idealist, an outstanding orator, and quite anti-American at the time, Pablo soon became a popular speaker on campus at student forums. Thus, it was not long until he was approached by the Communist Party in his school to see if he would run for office on their ticket. While he was considering this matter, Pablo was witnessed to through our Baptist student work on the campus. He began to read the life of the world's greatest revolutionary, Jesus Christ. Pablo saw that his ideas and ideals for a better world could all be identified with the teachings of Jesus. As Pablo today is completing his law degree at the university, he debates communist students and professors on campus and strongly sprinkles his arguments with quotes from the Bible, especially the teachings of Christ. Pablo is still very much interested in social action. And recently, he was named co-chairman of this work in our National Baptist Convention. But at the same time, He personally tells more students the good news of Christ than most any other Baptist student we have. Finally, to tell the good news in schools and among students in today's world means witnessing to the dynamic power of Jesus Christ to transform human lives. Héctor Montes de Oca is now writing his thesis for his law degree at the National University. But he is also a talented musician and has given several piano concerts in the United States under Civic Club sponsorship. Héctor comes from a prominent family in Mexico City, which was very devout in their religious beliefs. When he was a child, he served as an altar boy and was always active. However, when he became a young man, he began to question many of the teachings and practices of his church. He was led to visit our Baptist Student Center, which is located just across from the campus of the university. We had some very heart-searching conversations with Héctor, and he became interested in reading the Bible. Finally, not too long ago, he let me pick him up one evening at the high school where he teaches music and take him to a special service in one of our Baptist churches. That night, when the invitation was given, Héctor rose to his feet, made his way to the front, and fell on his knees at the altar, giving his heart and life to Jesus Christ. As we embraced in Latin fashion after the service, he said to me with emotion, "I have given much of my life and talent to performing for the public. Now I want to share whatever ability God has given me in service for him also." When Héctor's mother heard of his decision, she said that she would disown him if he insisted on becoming a Baptist. Some of you helped us pray for Héctor as we shared this request in our newsletter. I'm happy to tell you tonight that Héctor has now been baptized, and recently some of the members of his immediate family have attended his church, where he served as director of the music program. Thus, whether the fruit of telling the good news among students is found in the life of a Pablo or an Héctor, young lawyers in a large metropolis, in the dedicated testimony of Saul, a young veterinary doctor, practically the only college graduate in a whole rural area, in the life of David, a stalwart young coach who has been chosen to participate on this year's National Olympic team, in the life of Arturo, a brilliant doctoral student in physics and professor now of mathematics in the university, who is witnessing among specialists in the field of cybernetics, or in the life of a Daniel, one of our fine young men who is now in the seminary preparing himself to work among students. God is blessing as Southern Baptists tell the good news among students and in schools around the world.
The objective of the Foreign Mission Board's program of schools and student work in foreign lands includes cooperation. Cooperation with other Baptist groups. Cooperation to develop schools. Schools to meet pressing educational needs. And schools to assist with the training of Christian leaders. One of these leaders is with us this evening, Dr. Joseph A. Adegbite, experienced and honored Christian educator from Nigeria, West Africa.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Master from the 80,000 members of the Nigerian Baptist Convention. 118 years ago, the Foreign Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention brought the light of the good news of salvation into Nigeria, thus becoming the third missionary body to enter the country. Along with the gospel was brought the enlightening influence of education designed to teach converts to read the word of God for themselves. The first school of less than 12 pupils was thus founded in 1855. Today, In cooperation with the Nigerian Baptist Convention, the educational program begun by the Foreign Mission Board over a century ago has greatly expanded. In 1967, there were 500 schools, primary, secondary, and teacher training, with 97,064 pupils, 3,284 African and 27 missionary teachers, plus a theological seminary which is producing better prepared ministers of the gospel for our land. Impressive as this expanded program is, the need of Nigeria for Christian education is still tremendous, for our Christian schools are invaluable allies of our evangelistic program. In them, converts from enlightened Islamic background are still being made and trained for Christian leadership. 13 years ago, a Muslim boy, Ayodele Alabi, who for years had resisted the gospel, accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He went from the high school straight to the theological seminary at Ogbomoso. 9 years ago, he graduated, and today he is one of our most powerful young preachers of the good news. Other converts are serving in education, medical field, and in civil service of Nigeria. The needs are pressing for more Christian leaders in many fields of service, more missionary teachers qualified to teach science and technical subjects are needed to cooperate with Nigerian Baptist teachers in the rapidly expanding program of secondary and higher education. The fact that the Nigerian government is doing much more in the field of education today than ever before does not diminish the need for mission support of schools with a distinctive Christian witness. The state has never dictated what we should teach in our Christian schools, nor has it prevented us from teaching our doctrines. Unbelievable as it may sound, the government in Nigeria is an ally of the church and other religious bodies in education. Today, the door of opportunities for us to give our all to our Lord in order to train men and women for Christian leadership on foreign fields is still open wide in Nigeria. Tomorrow, the door may close. Financial and human assistance should therefore continue to be given by this great body to all schools under Baptist proprietorship in order to meet our needs for expansion and for the training of Christian leadership for all fields of service in Nigeria. When the test came in 1960 for leadership to hold the reign of national sovereignty, the men and women trained in our Christian schools joined with other leaders to play their part. To sustain responsible government in any nation, the value of Christian leadership cannot be overemphasized. Today, with a broad vision of the limitless horizon for service in education to train Christian leadership for the nation, the Foreign Mission Board and its grown offspring, the Nigerian Baptist Convention, working cooperatively for the glory of God and the extension of His kingdom of peace, will certainly achieve yet greater things for Christ in Nigeria. I congratulate and thank you in behalf of the Nigerian Baptist Convention for what you have done for us and for what you are still doing. I further urge you to double your efforts in spreading the good news through Christian education. For the knowledge of the truth, which is the Son of God, makes men and nation truly free.